Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, I'm excited to hang out with you today. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with me. Maybe grab your cozy blanket or some coffee, or maybe you're doing dishes and laundry and driving kids to and from school. That's when I like to listen to podcasts, is when I'm doing all the other things, right? And my hands are busy. All right, so let's settle in. Today we are going to be talking about just feeling stressed and anxious and three reasons why that might be to blame. And maybe it's not what you think. So I'm wondering if maybe when you get home from work or at the end of the day, you're kind of looking around and you get that tight feeling in your throat, or you might get kind of anxious or maybe snappy at your kids and your husband, and you're feeling like you have so much to do and so little time. You just got home and you're looking around and there is just stuff everywhere. Do you have that happen to you? Maybe you feel like you're drowning in stuff, or maybe you just don't realize that the reason you might feel so kind of stressed and anxious and overloaded is that you might be just looking around at all your things and realizing that it's all the stuff that is actually making you stressed and the clutter that's in your home. It's definitely a fact that clutter affects women far more than it does affect men, but it can make us feel tired, anxious, stressed, and without us even knowing it. We can walk into a room and feel that like kind of clumped up feeling, or we look around and we actually are mentally visualizing a space, or when we walk into a space, we look at things and we see visually all the to-dos, and they just get added onto our task list without us even thinking about it. So when you're coming home from work, or maybe you're even starting the day in the morning and you see the kitchen counter is like littered with cereal and food, and maybe there's somebody's book there that they were reading, just saying not that this looks like our kitchen counter every morning. And you might find that you're a little stressed and that you can't start your work, or that you don't feel that your mindset is quite in the right place because you're looking behind you like, our bedroom is a mess, or my bed is not made, or there's clothes all over the floor and that kind of thing. Those kind of things can make us feel super tired and anxious. And we might not even know that it is our stuff. So today we're going to talk about three reasons why your stuff is to blame, and then kind of three solutions of what you can do about that, because I don't want to leave you hanging. Grab a notebook if you are close to somewhere where you can write, if you have a hand free, or maybe you're doing laundry like I do sometimes and just take notes on my phone, pause folding laundry for a moment, take some notes and come back. Do whatever works for you. All right, so let me say, and just as a side note, I love organizing and I really hate stuff everywhere. My family knows it. Everybody else knows it. People walk into my home and they're like, oh, it looks so neat. Your home's always so nice. And it's really it's two sides of a coin. It's one side that I like it that way, and I don't function very well when things are chaotic and things are everywhere, because as we'll talk about more, that stresses me out. But at the same time, I want things to be clean, and so I constantly am moving things around. So the people in my home really are very kind, but I'm often, you know, just teaching them and moving things. Like, this doesn't go here. We don't leave our stuff on the table. Are you done with this space? Can you clean up over here? Are you all finished eating a snack or eating lunch or whatever it is that you're eating? Can you put that stuff away, right? Especially if you have teenage boys. I don't know what it is. They just start doing something else. And then it's like, were you done? What's happening here? You know, and there's like a bowl of food left, or like, you know, half a chip bag, like open and like hanging out in a Gatorade. That's what it looks like at our house. So that's why sometimes I might get a little stressed. Oh, that might happen to you too, right? I tend to get a bit more stressed when I find that there are more things I need to do. If I'm already tired and I've already taken care of cleaning up the house or resetting it and kind of picking things up, I find that I get more stressed or annoyed with family members when they aren't as mindful. And then I'm like, I just picked up that spot, or I just cleaned up the living room for you people. And so now you need to do it. So these are the things that may take us a little bit over the edge, but we're going to talk about three reasons why we might get to that edge and why our stuff around us is kind of to blame. So there's three really big reasons why your stuff might be stressing you out or making you anxious. So one of them we kind of talked about a little already, but that's the first one. Your stuff is subconsciously adding to your mental to-do list. Now, I say subconsciously because you're not even noticing that you're adding those things up in your head. But when you visually come into a room and look around and realize there's a pile of stuff in the corner, there's things over on the other side, there's this thing over here that's adding to, oh, I need to put that away. Oh, I need to take care of this. This requires an errand. This requires energy. This requires a project. So you're thinking these things aren't put away, or they aren't in the space that they live in their home, because of some other purpose. And so you're adding to your mental to-do list subconsciously when you walk into a room. This happens all the time when you walk into the living room, or maybe the kitchen. Maybe all the dishes have been washed, but they're sitting on the counter and you know, oh, all the dishes need to be put away. Maybe there's a project that's been sitting on the kitchen counter for the last week and you're like, oh, I've got to get to that. Maybe it's a kid's schoolwork that's sitting out that you're like, oh yeah, I got to go over the list of words with my kiddo, make sure they're all good with that. Maybe it's, you know, leftover lunch and lunch boxes that are hanging around and you're like, okay, we got to go through that. Is there any food that goes in the fridge? There's all kinds of little things that are visual that you might not even notice are being added to your to-do list. So I think it's really good just to realize that, because by leaving things out, you may be the type of person where that really bothers you. There are other people I know, I'm related to them, but there are other people that having things out, they could have things out all over the counter, all over the living room. That doesn't bother them. That doesn't stress them out. So I know there are different personalities where things don't get added to your mental to-do list as much, seeing them visually. There's other personalities, as I said, who like to have their stuff out all the time. They feel like if it's not out, they will forget it. So if there's something that they, like a book or a coffee cup or reading glasses or whatever it was that they were doing or working with, they like to have out, because if they put it away, out of sight, out of mind, they'll forget it. So there, I just want to leave that little caveat that this might not be exactly your cup of tea, but if you find that you are more stressed out like me, with things all over the place, and then putting things away, putting things in their place may be helpful, but just recognize that that might be a trigger and might be causing you to be more stressed and feel like there's more on your plate to do when you walk in the house than maybe a different personality. All right, that's number one. That was a lot about number one. All right, number two, you have too much stuff to keep track of and to manage and to remember and to keep clean and all the things. Just in general, number two, you have too much stuff. If we have too much stuff, for example, a lot of people talk about their closets as far as like if you have 15 sweaters and you're like, well, it's kind of cold. I kind of like wearing that one, but I don't remember. Maybe I like this one. I haven't worn this one in a while. Or there's this other one that's this color. And what does this one go with? I have to say I'm cleaning out my sweaters so that I'm noticing this. I have a lot more sweaters than I thought of. But some of them don't fit very well, so you don't wear them that often. Some of them are your go-to sweater that you're like, oh, it's cold and I know this looks nice and it's easy and comfortable. That's like your go-to sweater, right? But having 15, 20 sweaters means that they're taking up space. They're taking up manageable time of keeping them clean or making sure you still are wearing them or would like them. You can't just store up all the things because then it also costs you on the decision side. So each morning when you're getting ready, you're wondering, which sweater should I wear? If you only have 5 sweaters and you love all of them, it'll be an easy choice and you'll be done and out the door in like 2 minutes. But if you have 15 sweaters and you can't remember which one you liked or which one you wore when, or if the design and the cut of the sweater is the kind that makes you feel comfortable, then you're going to change about 5 times and you probably won't like anything that you're going to wear. Just saying. But it's a whole decision process. And so that decision process is costing you time and energy and decisions. And you may not notice it, but then later when you go to make another 150 decisions during the day, you will get a little bit more fatigued because you've already made 24,000 decisions that morning. So number two is you have too much stuff and is costing you too much mental energy to maintain them and to make decisions. Number three, you have too much stuff that it's harder to keep track of all those things. We were talking about kind of the decision-making. Now we're going to talk about all the stuff and the fact that it's a lot harder to have a space for that, especially if you have a smaller home, or it's a lot harder to manage those things, which means keep them clean, make sure they don't get lost, make sure they're not tattered, take care of those things. This I find more with kids' stuff because those are the things that get left all over the place, right? So if your kids have, you know, 15,000 sweaters or sweatshirts, and you're constantly having to remember, okay, you brought your sweatshirt to school. Do you have your sweatshirt? You had your lunch and you have your lunch. Where's your other lunchbox? You had sports stuff. Where did that go? So as mom, you're kind of a manager of all the things, right? You know where all the things are. Somebody wants their lucky sweater. Somebody can't find this. Somebody wants this over here. It's just so much more stuff for you to manage as a whole. So not necessarily that your kid has 15 sweatshirts, but that each of your kids have 15 sweatshirts. So in total, that's a whole lot of sweatshirts to manage. So that kind of thing of we just want to be mindful that we might have, number one, too much stuff. So subconsciously, it's adding to our to-do list. When we walk into a room, there's too much stuff out. There's piles of things. Number two, we have too much stuff, so it's hard to make a decision about it. It's hard to make a decision in whatever next step we're doing during our day, whether it be getting dressed, whether it be meal planning, whether it be taking what bag or lunchbox or thing. We just have too much stuff, so the process of making a decision is difficult. And number three, it's more managing. You have too much stuff. So it's hard to manage all the things and keep track of them mentally and to keep them clean and to remember them and all the stuff. Those three things can be causing you lots of stress. And If you don't believe me, just try it. Leave like stacks of stuff all over the place or try to manage all the things, because that's what we do as moms, right? So many times and so much stuff. So let me help you. I have three solutions to kind of decluttering. Now, I go through this with my clients all the time, because decluttering can be really hard, because sometimes there's an emotional attachment to things that somebody else who's helping you doesn't have that emotional attachment. There can be just not knowing where to start or not having any motivation. Decluttering can be tough if it's just you on your own thinking about, oh, I should clean out that drawer, because cleaning out that drawer doesn't sound that fun, right? So I'm going to give you some little teasers. These are some tricks that I use with my clients. But if you need help kind of figuring out, okay, I have all this stuff and it's causing me all this stress and I'm coming home and there's all these things and I'm feeling like I'm managing all this stuff. If you need help with that big puzzle piece, reach out. I am happy to help you. This is my jam. I love cleaning up stuff, organizing stuff, and taking care of things in that realm. But you can contact me at contact@ByrdMichelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com. It's all one word. You can reach me at contact or coaching, either one, and just connect with me. We could do a 15-minute connection call and see if coaching is what you need and where you are. I would love to just help you if I can. Come on over if you need some motivation and just a little bit of help getting rid of all this stuff, or just finding, you know, a way that works, right? As moms, it's hard because we got to manage all the things. So we're going to talk about the three solutions to decluttering. And as I said, these I use with my clients, but we'll just go into them quickly. If you need more help, let me know. Number one is time block. So to time block, as far as decluttering, you want to set aside a set amount of time to declutter a space. And usually don't start with a space that's super big or one that you have to make lots of decisions with. You want to start off with an easy win. So this could be like a cupboard or a closet or the shoe pile that's living in the kitchen, right? Or maybe this is a couple shelves in the pantry. So you're starting out with a set kind of area, but you're timing it. So this is a block of time. So it's like, okay, I have an hour. I'm going to do 1 hour of decluttering in the pantry. And whatever I get to, I get to. Now, there's different ways to talk through that of when you are decluttering, you want to be aware of some other things. Like I tell my clients, you want to set aside a certain amount of time if you're doing that within time blocking, to set aside a cleanup portion or a portion that you're going to take things where they need to go or that kind of thing, because you don't want to get to the end of your decluttering time block and be like, now I have all this stuff. And now it just sits there and becomes a bigger problem. So I kind of teach you how to time block the right way when you're decluttering, if you need that. Okay. Number two is a space block. So this in the way of decluttering is you're going to declutter a space. So as I was saying before, you usually want a space that's not huge. Like if you're going to do your whole kitchen, that would be too big. If you're going to do even half your kitchen, that might be too big. If you're going to do all of your closet or all of your things in your closet, that might be too big. But maybe you're just doing just your dresses in your closet, or maybe you're doing just the ottoman in the living room. You're not going through all of the living room. You're just doing this one section or a drawer in the kitchen, that miscellaneous drawer, right? That has all the stuff. So just figure out that space and then go through decluttering that space. So the first one, as we mentioned, was time block. So you're going to pick a specific amount of time you're going to spend decluttering a space. And the next one, you're going to pick a specific space you're going to declutter. And as I said, don't pick something too big. You want a good win because you don't want to get defeated at the very beginning. You don't want to get defeated when you're just starting to get on a roll and kind of declutter things, and then it's too big, and then you leave stuff out, and then there's piles of things because you just lost energy along the way. And that can easily happen. So make sure that it is a small win. Now, the third thing that I would encourage you about your stuff and how to kind of declutter is I've heard it talked about several times, it's called a time will tell box. And there's a woman on YouTube who's called the Minimal Mom. She's super cute. I love her. But she talks about this type of decluttering, and it's called a time will tell box. And it's the idea that if you're having trouble making a decision about an item, you're not sure if you should give it away or not. You're kind of thinking, well, I might wear this other sweater. It's just not really warm enough for me to wear it yet. Or I used to like this sweater and it was kind of expensive and I don't really want to give it away yet, but I haven't worn it in a while. Then what do you do about it? So you would take that thing and you would put it in the time will tell box, and then you put that box somewhere far away. So it could be the garage, it could be an attic, it could be a guest closet that you don't use, but you put it in a box. You could label the box if you want, time will tell box. Have your kids decorate it, right, with stickers. When our kids were little, they used to do that. But go ahead and put everything in that box and put it away. And then if you, in the next 30 days, need to go find that box and pull out that sweater, you'll realize that was something you actually did want to keep. So if there's anything that you pull out from the box, it can be any kind of item, then it means that you really do need it and you should keep it. But if after 30 days, you don't go find the time will tell box and you don't ever pull out that thing, then it means you really don't need that thing, since in 30 days, you didn't go look for it. Now, if you're really worried, you can stretch that time out. You could do 60 days if you wanted, whatever time works best for you. But the idea is that you would have a specific time where this item would almost be in kind of a timeout. And if you really like that item and you were really missing it, you will go and find it. And so that's kind of the thought behind that one. Now, there's so many more decluttering techniques that I love and I work with my clients on. If you've been on YouTube or TikTok or any kind of those kind of things, you would know that you can find all kinds of things about decluttering. But anyways, I work with my clients on the ones that I know are going to help them and the ones that are specific to them. So let me know if that's something you need help with. I know just recently I went down to San Diego to have a girls' weekend with my mom, and we ended up cleaning out a ton of stuff that she has. And we only cleaned out a little portion underneath her stairs. So downstairs, she has like an office that most everybody would have, like an office. And she has a bunch of stuff that's stored underneath her stairway in this beautiful, like built out. She has built in shelves and all kinds of stuff in there. But as most of us do, right? Things just get stuck way back there, or you think you're going to need them and then you don't. For example, we pulled out tons of wires and cables and cords and phone cords and all the things. So we realized these are so old. These don't even connect to any of the electronics that we have. So we were able to kind of take all of those and be like, this is all e-waste. We don't need any of this. But it felt so good to declutter. So if you need help decluttering, I would love to help you. As I said, I use the methods that work for my clients, because decluttering can be a little tricky sometimes. It's hard to make decisions. You might feel like you're giving away and getting rid of stuff that you're going to need later. So why don't you hold on to it? All kinds of emotional things come with decluttering. So all those kind of elements make it more difficult. And sometimes it's easier just to hold on to it or bury it or put it somewhere else, right? Or just not deal with it. We're busy moms. We don't have time to like declutter and take care of things and do all the things. We're trying to keep people alive and manage all this stuff. But I just want you to know, I'm really hoping that this episode has helped you and maybe given you a little bit of insight into a mental load that you might be subconsciously carrying that you don't need to. And why maybe when you walk into your home in the evening after having worked all day and being really tired, that you could be a little more stressed and anxious because stuff is everywhere. And you, as the mom, are usually the one who is called to manage it all. So I hope that this has given you just a couple ideas of why your stuff, as we talked about, might be that trigger. And then also three different ways to kind of declutter and work through that. So, yes, I really hope that you have a few extra solutions and it will help you just get rid of a few extra things. So maybe you can take a few more moments of peace. Anyways, yes, I hope as always this has helped you. And I would love to hear from you if you want to hang out on our Facebook group. You can find me at Home Management, and it's a time organization. And go find me over there. It's always listed in the show notes if you ever want to connect and leave me a note. Or just shoot me an email. Contact or coaching at birdmichelle.com is where you can find me. BYRDMICHELLE.com. And I would love to help you and hear from you. All right. Until next time, my friend, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, birdmichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.